Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Simple Talk. Today, we're talking with Shelly Wallace, hypnosis and life coaching. Hi, Shelly. Thank you for coming.
Hi, Jenny. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Let's just start off with why you became an entrepreneur and tell us a bit about your journey.
Well, I think I would start by saying that entrepreneurship seems to run in my genes. So my grandmother ran a bed and breakfast in North Gore, Ontario for most of my mother's childhood. And she was always looking for ways to increase the family income. So she would, you know, take in laundry for people, and they always had boarders and so on. So when I think about my journey, I think that it's kind of rooted in my genes. Mm-hmm. And then my mom also had a very entrepreneurial spirit and always was doing some kind of a side hustle in addition to her work in food service for nursing homes and hospitals and so on. So she always had some kind of a side hustle. And then when I was about 16, she made a big decision to sell her home in Ottawa, to quit her job in healthcare, and bought a restaurant on Charleston Lake, which is quite a large lake in the Gananoque area. It's very well known. Yep. And so we started, I think that was kind of my own foray into, you know, what it meant to really run a business. Mm-hmm. So that was my first exposure to that. And it was actually very successful. Like, we ran it together. It was a very successful little seasonal restaurant with gift items, and it was fun, and it was a lot of work, but it was still, you know, a pretty positive experience overall. And then I went away to university, and my mom sold that business, and we bought another business when I came out of university. And it was a butcher shop. And it did not go so well. So I think what I learned through those two experiences was that, you know, entrepreneurship is the right vehicle for me, but the focus of the business is crucial to its success. So when we lost the second business, and with that lost a lot personally, it resulted in bankruptcies. I was like, I think 23 at the time. And as I said, I graduated from university. And so I made up my mind that I was going to find a job, and I was going to work in that job until I retired. All I wanted was security and safety that would come with some kind of a job. So I landed my dream job eventually, not right away, of course, but eventually landed my dream job with one of our local school boards as a mental health professional. And I was super excited. Like, I went into that, you know, thinking I was going to change the world, wanting to change the world, love the clients I was working with, loved helping students and their families. Sorry, I'm just shutting my phone off. And now I've set an alarm off. I know, and in my own workshops, I say, now be fully present and turn off your phone. And then oftentimes I'm the one that forgot to turn off my phone. So I do apologize for that. That's okay. But yeah, I went into that career all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And essentially what happened was, as I got further into the career, I started to get very worn down by the bureaucracy, the systems that, you know, were really working against us in many ways in terms of the work we were trying to do with clients. And I got very, very burned out. And along that path, I took on a lot of additional responsibilities in trying to bring awareness to some of the struggles that mental health workers were facing in our organization. So I became very active provincially. A lot of that work led me to sitting on committees with the Ministry of Education around well-being for staff and students. I was invited to go to Ireland as part of one of those committees. Yeah, to be part of the Atlantic Rim collaboration. Definitely one of the highlights of my career, for sure. And for me, it was all about trying to improve the systems that were surrounding the clients I was trying to serve, and then also my colleagues. And so while I was really proud of all of those accomplishments, what was happening was I was getting more and more depleted in my energy. So in that case, it was kind of like the right focus. So my focus around helping people, empowering people, working with them to create change in their lives, that was hugely rewarding for me. But the vehicle in working in a government-funded type position was not. So long story short, I made the decision after 21 years working in that career to leave my job in education and start my own business as a life coach for women. And really what gets me out of bed in the morning, like what really inspires me about running my own business and working with the women that I do, is sharing with them all of the lessons I've learned along the way around really at the end of the day, all roads lead back to our relationship with ourselves. You know, knowing our values, recognizing our strengths, making choices that are in alignment with those things, really loving ourselves, setting boundaries. That's right. Letting go of some of these things that we say to ourselves, you know, like I have to be perfect to be lovable, or, you know, other people's happiness is my responsibility. I should be fixing other people's problems so they can be happy. Then that means I'm successful. So letting go of some of those types of beliefs and really empowering the women that I coach to just really design a life that they can love and get excited about. That's kind of my journey.
Everybody has a journey, and I'm always surprised at like where people came from. It's like, oh, well, I never knew that, you know, and like, that's what built them, right?
So yeah, I get surprised all the time when I hear people tell their stories, right? And see all the resiliency that's packed in there.
Exactly. Yeah. So one piece of advice you wish you had before you started.
If only hindsight was 2020, right? I think, or hindsight is 2020. If only we had hindsight as foresight. I think one of the things that I've learned that's been, and I'm still learning. So I'm still in the process of learning these things myself, is that the more I know myself and the more I become aware of my strengths, my why around why I'm in business, the areas that do not light me up and drain my energy. You know, the more I become aware of myself, the better my business does. And so when I first started out, I was trying to be the jack of all trades, do everything myself. I was very hard on myself. And I had this like path that I had in mind around how I was going to go from A to B. And it was very linear, right? If I just do all these steps, then I'm going to get to where I want to go. And what I've learned is this is not the way it works. That success is not a destination. It's a process. And as we evolve and grow, right, and come into alignment with who we are, then our business thrives as a result of that. And so I think it's also relevant to, you know, my coaching with clients as well, in that the more we know ourselves, the more we honor ourselves, the more we take time for self-care. I mean, you know yourself as a woman who is running a very dynamic business. So many times we neglect our own needs and self-care and so on because we're on that success treadmill. So what I'm learning is you have to slow down, that things are going to unfold in the way that they're meant to, you know, hold the faith. Right? That is the case. And just, you know, do the best you can every day and tap into those inner resources that make you who you are, uniquely you.
What's meant for you will never pass you by.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and it's easier said than believed and done, right? But it's true. Like the more I feel myself coming into that place of, you know, honoring myself, like I'm really tired, so I need to schedule time in my schedule for rest, right? Or I know who my ideal client is, and those are the clients that I'm going to serve. And those are the clients that are going to be attracted to me the more I know myself and the more I'm in alignment with who I really am. So it's proven to me, you know, over and over again, for sure.
Awesome. So do you have any like tips or pointers for entrepreneurs on dealing with like burnout or anything like that?
Well, I am running a series of workshops right now. One of them is, the next one is called Break Up with People Pleasing. So I find for women too, and this is in any kind of a career, but also, you know, relevant to entrepreneurs, is that we really, when we get out of alignment with our values and we really are trying to do it all, and we really are focused on everybody else around us and, you know, trying to make things better or easier for them, including our employees or our clients or whatever the case might be, that we really need to come back to that place of alignment. And also, one thing I would do differently if I could start all over again is I would not have tried to be a one-man show or one-woman show. I would have sought out a team and who are in alignment with my values, can see the vision for my business, can hold that vision even when sometimes I'm starting to feel a little shaky, right? As we all do as entrepreneurs. And really brought in people who had the skills that I was lacking that really would have saved me a lot of time, a lot of energy. And I think that also speaks to burnout as well. Like, we also have to build an environment where we can thrive and we can succeed. And one of the ways to do that is to put a really good team in place. And so this has not been prearranged or set up in any way between Jenny and I, but I have to say that one of the things I really value is the team that Jenny has brought to my business. So through Simple Desk, I have, a couple of brilliant women who I work with, and as well, Dion Baker, who, has also been a tremendous support to me. So it really is about surrounding yourself with like-minded women who are going to, you know, keep you on that path towards
success. I love me some Dion.
I love me some all of you, to be honest. Right? It's all about supporting each other. Yeah. And talent as well.
Thanks. So thank you so much for being with us today, Shelly. And we will post Shelly's links and her programs that are coming out soon all on our website and socials. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Like I said, it was an absolute honor to be asked, and hanging out with you anytime is always fun. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Shelly.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. For more tips, check out our blog at simpledesk.ca and subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any of the action.